This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about the health check for the fall with the United Way of Monroe and Lenawee Counties. Happy to have on the program with me to talk more about that, Executive Director Laura Schultz-Pipas. And Laura, it's so good to have you back on the program once again.
Oh, Dale, it's always great to talk to you and the listeners and let people know what we're doing.
Well, first off, before we go any farther, let's put in people's minds when this is going to be happening and where.
Okay, it's coming up soon, Thursday, October 9th, 8 a.m. to 12 noon at the First United Methodist Church on West Maple Avenue in Adrian.
Okay. Now, the health check is designed for who?
Anyone who would like to... Non-insured, underinsured, insured, it's $20 for a 22-panel blood test. So it's anybody. If this is with ProMedica Lab, does the lab work is sent directly to you, and you are responsible for taking it to your provider. So it could be for anybody that would like to do, I mean, for instance, I have insurance, but I like to do a testing in the spring and in the fall when we have our round of health checks, because it kind of supplements and it gives my doctor an idea what's happening in between other types of testing. So I pay the $20 and I get it done. It's simple and easy, and my doctor appreciates it.
Well, definitely, and it's a great way to keep track of your health, too, at the same time, isn't it, Laura? And that's what it's all about.
Yes. You know, the United Way, some of our pillars are healthy communities, youth opportunities, and financial security, but that health one is very important. And we do partner with several health community partners in the area to help us put this on, and we've been doing this in Lenawee County almost, since 2019, I think it is. So we've been doing it for a while, but in Monroe County, we've been doing it for about 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
So in both hospitals and in the respective counties are the ones that provide the lab services. So they do a great job, and our friends at Family Medical Center, who have offices in Monroe and Lenawee County, they do the research testing. They're always there as a community partner. Both health departments in each county help out. In Lenawee County, Schmidt and Sons Pharmacy does the vaccinations and stuff for us. So Sam Schmidt does a great job. And I have to also mention that our volunteers, who our great friend Ann Walker from the First Presbyterian Church at Tecumseh, she has volunteers from the Presbyterian churches in Tecumseh and Adrian. And we have a great group of volunteers. Ann calls them the A-team.
Yeah.
And they are they're awesome. They've been with us from the beginning, so they know what they're doing. And we love having them, and they help us, you know, to meet and greet the community. And so they'll be ready. Ann tells me that she's got them lined up, so they'll be ready as well. And we will be this time. In the fall, we're usually at the Methodist Church. In the spring, we've been at St. Mary's Activity Center in the east side of Adrian. So we kind of switch back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where in the both churches are great hosts for us. We really appreciate them. And people need to remember a couple things before they come. It's between 8 and 12. There's no appointment. You just show up, but you do have to fast 12 hours ahead of time. So that might be a consideration as to when you come. It's usually very busy right up front in the very beginning. We do have snacks there, and I got to say that our churches both do a great job of providing snacks, so it is worth your while to come and donate blood,
yes.
Get a snack, because if you haven't eaten in 12 hours, we'll give you something to eat. There are a couple options for vitamin D screening for $10 and hemoglobin A1C for $15. I probably should hit on what is included in the 22-panel blood test, and I can share that, Dale. I'll try my best to pronounce it.
No problem.
Test. There's glucose, BUN, creatinine, sodium, potassium, chloride, CO2, bilirubin, calcium, total protein, TSH, cholesterol, triglyceride, HDL, LDL, cholesterol, HDL ratio, CBC, differential, which includes hemoglobin, hematocrit, platelets, red blood cells, and white blood cell counts. So that's pretty expensive. For $20, that's a pretty good deal.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say, too, Laura, is that that's pretty decent for $20 to be able to get a lot of test results from that.
It does, and we're happy to be able to offer it. But, you know, Dale, if somebody cannot afford the $20, have them contact me. And we work with our agency partners to ask them to identify anybody that is not that would like to come but can't afford the $20. We have a free voucher we can give them. And they can call us at 517-264-6821. You can email me at lpipis, that's L-P-I-P-I-S, at unitedwaymlc.org. And I'd be happy to help, because if we want people to do check their health, mm-hmm. preventive health care, check on it. There's over the years, Doug, there's been many people that found out they were diabetic through the health check program, found out some other health issues because of this. So we want people to be proactive if they can.
Just kind of a reminder, too, and I think this is always a help, too, with some people, if they're questioning it, that they can take their medications with water during that fasting time.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what other services are going to be available during the fall health check then, Laura?
Well, Sam is there with from the pharmacy, so if you have questions about medications or vaccinations and stuff like that, we have Department of Health and Human Services there. The Lenawee County Health Department is there. They have a lot of programs that they offer. And we also have a lot of folks from different ProMedica departments, the stroke department. There's a lady there from the cancer screening department. She usually has some kind of different machine, which is kind of cool, that one was a skin cancer checking, one was a simulated how what smoking does to the lungs, and they have different tests, different testing procedures not done at health check, you know, that they can do that maybe they couldn't do in the last few years. But mm-hmm. the latest technology,
I guess,
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of different, there are other health vendors, Area Agency on Aging is there, and they can help with, if you have questions about Medicaid, Medicare, you know, how to navigate those systems. So that I think pretty helpful.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Because that's always such a hard thing to understand all the time. And some assistance is always greatly appreciated with that, I'm sure.
Yes. Yes. And so I would encourage people to come. We do have a drug take back. We're able to do that because of Sam Schmidt Pharmacy. The Lenawee Substance Abuse Coalition will not be able to be there this time because they do have also a drug take back event that Saturday following mm-hmm. our health check
mm-hmm.
at ProMedica. So and we can take pill forms of medications, but on Saturday at the ProMedica you can take liquids and other types of things, just not at our health check.
Right, right. But you'll be able to take, you know, unused or expired medications in pill form.
Yes, and we can do that because the pharmacist is with us.
Yes, yes. And that's a great help that Sam's be able to do that. So, I mean, this is something that definitely people really need to take advantage of it. And like you said, either if they are, you know, low income or if they do have insurance or not insurance, they are still welcome to be able to come to this health fall check.
Absolutely. And Dale, if they can't come to the one in Adrian, we do have two more in Monroe County in the fall. And the next one after that is Thursday, October 23rd at all the same format, same time frame and everything, but it's at the Monroe Knights of Columbus Hall on West Front Street, which is M50. You just take M50 all the way. If for some reason you can't make it to the Adrian one, you're welcome to come to any of the other ones. So that's Thursday, October 23rd. There's another one Thursday, November 6th, up in the Carleton United Methodist Church in Carleton, Michigan. That's probably a little bit farther away for folks, but just know that there is an opportunity. And the ProMedica Hospital in Monroe does the lab work for the ones in Monroe County.
And again, just to reiterate, Laura, that the testing and the screenings that are available, it's all very private. There's no sharing of information, right?
That's right. You have to respect the HIPAA laws. The labs will send out we will make the envelopes for the lab. We drop them off, and the lab sends out the results directly to the person. And they get them as soon as, you know, as It's just dependent on the U.S. mail system, but
yeah,
people will get them. I've had an occasion where the mail system has been delayed. People just need to let me know, because I then can quickly pivot back to the lab and make arrangements for them to even pick up their lab work from the lab itself at the Hickman Hospital.
Okay, very good. And again, this is open for anyone and everybody, right, Laura?
It is. Anybody that would like to take advantage of it, you know, this is a really good offer, $20 for a 22-panel blood test. A little bit more if you want to do a vitamin D screening or A1C, hemoglobin A1C test. And you might, maybe you just want to come and get your blood pressure tested. There is also, ProMedica has a diabetes management group that's there. And Lineway Hospice is there. So there's other folks that you can talk to as well.
Not only getting you know, some great tests done, but also a lot of great resources that you'll be able to access to while you're there as well, the way it sounds, Laura.
Yes, and I want to let people know, if you've ever been to a health check, it's pretty friendly. It's a very welcoming atmosphere. Like I said, our volunteers do a great job. And everybody, it's kind of a friendly, user-friendly event.
In a friendly atmosphere.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So if you haven't ever done before, please, you know, it's a very easy event. It's very easy to walk through it.
Absolutely, you know? Yeah.
And the volunteers at each station and the lab folks would be happy to help you. You know, they're very friendly, and we tried to make it kind of a fun day anyways.
Sure, sure. Okay, Laura, let's repeat and emphasize when and where this is going to be happening here in Lenawee County.
Well, it's Thursday, October 9th, from 8 a.m. to 12 noon at the First United Methodist Church at 1245 West Maple Avenue in Adrian. And remember to fast ahead of time. It is busy. Usually very first thing in the morning, it's very busy, but you don't have to have an appointment. And any questions, call us at 517-266-8821. You can go to our website at unitedwaymlc.org, or you can email me at lpipus@unitedwaymlc.org.
And once again, that phone number was 517-264-6821.
That's right.
All right.
Yep. Let us know if you have any questions. I'd be happy to. Any questions, thoughts, concerns, I'm happy to address them.
Great, great. Laura, thank you so much for being on the program once again. This is a great thing that the United Way of Monroe and Lenawee County does for us, and we certainly appreciate all the work, not only that you do and the people are going to be doing the screenings, but also the volunteers that are involved in this as well.
That's right. As they say in The Price is Right, come on down, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on down. It's like I said, it's a user-friendly atmosphere, and we'd love to have you. And it's a good supplement to whatever current medical practices that you have.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Laura Schultz-Pipus, the Executive Director of the Monroe-Lenawee County's United Way, thank you so much for being on the show this evening.
Thanks, Dale. We appreciate you and WLEN for sure.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.